Benny was inspired to launch a sextet when he was introduced to Charlie Christian in 1939. The sound of Christian's amplified guitar was something quite new and very different. Charlie's confident, bell-like tone, adventurous chords, and angular phrasing were to have a huge impact on Benny Goodman and on jazz. He was a remarkable improviser, and despite having no formal musical training, he could neither read nor write music. If he heard a melody and a chord structure just once, he was instantly ready to solo for 25 choruses. The band that Benny built around his new muse became one of the most influential ensembles of the swing era, creating jazz at a new level of clarity, precision, and unity. Oddly, though, the raw musical materials provided mostly by Christian were really quite simple, consisting mostly of blues, variations on the jam tune I Got Rhythm, or simple riffs that moved up and down the scale. Nonetheless, adding amplified electric guitar was galvanizing and a striking innovation. It enhanced both the unison instrumental texture of the Goodman Small Band while extending the range of tones emerging from the principals. Notably, two-thirds of the band's new repertory were inventions of Christian, including 7 Come 11 and AC/DC Current. Thank you. Fabulous, two of the landmark 1939 recordings by the Benny Goodman Sextet featuring electric guitarist Charlie Christian. You're at AC/DC Current and 7 Come 11. Lionel Hampton was still playing vibes for these sessions, though at this time Teddy Wilson and Gene Krupa had moved on, so the new pianist was at first Fletcher Henderson, but soon Count Basie. And various drummers were employed, including Dave Tough, Joe Jones, and Nick Fatool on that session. Electric guitarist Charlie Christian, around whom Goodman built his sextet, was the son of a blind itinerant blues singer. By his early 20s, he was playing with the top bands in his native Texas and Oklahoma. Christian amplified his guitar so it could hold its own with brass or reeds, and he was the first notable jazz performer on the instrument. It seems pretty clear now that Charlie got the idea of adding amplification to his acoustic guitar from hearing musicians playing in the Western swing country genre. Innovators like Leon McAuliffe of Bob Wills Texas Playboys fame, and the now obscure but legendary Bob Dunn. For the three consecutive years of 1940, 41, and 42, in the Downbeat magazine poll, Christian was voted best guitarist. During this time, he also became a participant in the legendary jam sessions at Minton's that presaged the birth of bop and modern jazz. Charlie was an unschooled but brilliant musician and dynamic innovator who reshaped and redirected the future direction of jazz. Sadly, it was a future he did not live to see. Christian had advanced tuberculosis, which, along with a fast, loose, unhealthy lifestyle, killed him within 2.5 years of joining up with Goodman. He died at age 25. Benny privately paid his medical bills. Benny Goodman Sextet Classic, Flying Home from 1939.